Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless your name, we magnify you, Lord. We thank you for a new day. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. We thank you, Lord, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf and all the victory that you have wrought for us. Father, Lord, we say thank you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name, Lord. Thank you for where we are coming from, where we are today, and where you are taking us to. You say, blessed be your holy name. Father, we thank you for all the past broadcasts, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all the manners of testimonies that we have heard as a result of this broadcast. To you be all the glory. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commit once again today's broadcast into your holy hands and pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon the world. Let the world go forth with power. Let it bring forth healing, deliverance, salvation of souls, and let it draw us closer to you like never before. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. It gives me great joy once again to be in your presence, to share the word of God with you. Because the word of God is life. It's through the word of God that indeed you and I will be able to fulfill God's plans and his purposes concerning our lives. And today I'm going to discuss with you what I tell you, no more bag of holes. Your bag will no longer be leaking in the mighty name of Jesus. No more leaking pockets in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Because the Almighty God is ready to do something new in your life. It's going to turn your situation around for the better. But you need to know him more for that to come into reality. The book of Haggai chapter 1, and I'm going to read from verse 2. Haggai chapter 1, reading from verse 2. Actually, it's the whole of that, Haggai chapter 1 to 15. But because of time, I'll just pick some areas there. Haggai chapter 1, I read from verse 2. It says, "Thus speak the Lord of hosts, saying, these people say, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourself to dwell in your panelled houses, and this temple to lie ruined? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have so much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into bag of holes." Verse 7 says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." And the people indeed consider their ways. I'll go to verse 14 of that same Haggai 1. You can read the whole passage on your own. Verse 14 says, "So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnants of the people. And they came and walked in the house of the Lord of hosts." The Lord will stir up your spirit, man, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that indeed, Lord, because of his compassion, because of his mercy, he will show you his mercy, and he will stir up your spirit, man, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. These people, the children of Israel here, they are not saying they are not going to do the work of God, but they are postponing when to do the work of God. They are saying they will do it at their own time. But the Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven. May the Lord grant you the grace to do the work of God at the right time. May you never procrastinate when it comes to the things of God in the mighty name of Jesus. As the Spirit is leading you to do His work, you will do so in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you will not have a leaking pocket. You will not labor in vain. You will not toil in vain. Because the Almighty God, He will stir up your spirit man. That spirit man that has been sleeping, the Lord will wake them up this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we cannot afford to be disinterested in the things of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 15, reading verse 8, as our Lord Jesus Christ speaking here, said, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. May your heart not be far from the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not just honor the Lord with your mouth, but your heart will be close to the Lord. Your heart will be knitted to the Lord. Your heart will fulfill the desire of the Almighty God. And as you do so, the Almighty God Himself will move on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you and I cannot afford to neglect the work of this God. The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, He says, and behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. Oh, the Lord is going to give every one of us according to our work. Brothers and sisters, what type of work are you doing right now? What type of work am I doing? If my work is not right, the reward I'm going to get is not what I would probably want to get. Because God is not a partial God. He will reward us according to our works. Brothers and sisters, it is time for us. The passage we read says, consider your ways. It's time for us to consider our ways and look and reflect. Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I doing the work of God with the level of diligence that He deserves? I pray that the Almighty God will grant you the grace to begin to do His work with all diligence in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, He says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things that you are looking for all over the place, He said, they shall be added unto you. Let us seek after the forest, not after the tree. The Almighty God, when you are doing His work, brothers and sisters, I can guarantee you, He will make way for you. He will remove those obstacles in your way. The Almighty God is ever faithful. He is a rewarder of all those who diligently seek Him. If you are seeking Him with all your heart, if you are doing His work with all diligence, with all your heart, if you are not postponing when to do the work of God, the Lord will move mightily on your behalf. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, let us never relegate the work of God. It's the most important thing for us in life. Oftentimes, we are about going about chasing after things of this world. Don't get me wrong. The things of this world, we need them. But God knows what we need. He knows what we need. He's going to provide our needs for us. You see, there is no employer that will employ somebody that will not equip that person. When an employer employs you, he will equip you. And when the employer equips you, is to do his work. He hasn't equipped you for any other thing. But if your employer, for example, give you an official car, that official car that you are using to do his work, you're also using that same official car for your private traveling. So in the process of doing the work of God, those blessings that you need, you can be guaranteed that the Lord will give unto you. And it will be so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, when we are talking about doing the work of, it's also building up our spirit man. Many of us, our spirit man has been sleeping long, long time ago. The Lord will wake that spirit man up in the mighty name of Jesus. our Lord Jesus Christ speaking in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 12, verse 33. He says, sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourself money bags, which do not grow old. A treasure in heaven that does not fail. Where no thief approaches, nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Where is your treasure? Is your treasure the things of God? Then you will be ready to do everything possible to please this God, to tell people about the goodness of God, to win souls for his kingdom. That everywhere you go, call unto the Lord in the morning, wake up and say, God, grant me the grace, Lord. Enable me today to do your work. Enable me today, Jehovah God, the grace that I need to do your work, release unto me. And he will release unto you. And as you begin to do his work, he will also begin to do your work. He begin to take care of you. Talking about doing the work of God, what are the things we give to God in every area of our life, in terms of our time, in terms of all our resources, financial resources, in terms of our knowledge, in terms of everything? Are we giving this God the best? He deserves nothing less than the best. The book of Malachi, Malachi chapter 1, reading from verse 7. He said, you offer defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defied you? By saying the table of the Lord is contemptible. And verse 8, say, and when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Will he be pleased with you? Will he accept you favorably, say the Lord of hosts? What you cannot give to your governor, you are giving to your God. What you cannot give to your governor, you are giving to your God. We no longer reverence God. We do things of God in a shabby manner. The Lord will help you and I, that we and I from henceforth, we will consider our ways and say, henceforth, I want to give this God my best. In every area of my life, I want to give him my best. My finances, my time, my resources, my knowledge, my wisdom, because everything that we have come from this God. He's the one who has bestowed that wisdom. He's the one who has bestowed that knowledge on us. He's the one who has given us that financial resources. He's the one who has made those connections to be possible. How are you using this for his kingdom work? You need to use it for his kingdom work. The more you use it for his kingdom work, the more he will replenish you. I want to guarantee you that he's ready to replenish you in as much as you are using this for his kingdom. So brothers and sisters, I want us to take that decision this day and say, look, God, I want to give you my best. God, I want to serve you with all my strength, with all my heart, with everything that I have, I want to use to serve you. I want to make you my number one priority. And indeed, the Lord will grant you that grace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are hearing me today, you don't even have any relationship with this God. This is a great opportunity for you. Do not let it pass you by. Do not let it pass you by. Jesus is at the door of your heart. He's knocking. He wants to come in. Open the door for him. And when you open the door for him, you allow him and he take over your life. He will guide you, will direct you, will lead you. He will counsel you. He will prosper the works of your hand. He's the one that maketh rich and added no sorrow. So brothers and sisters, wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. And I pray, Lord, for everyone who has heard this message, that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Lord will grant you speed. The spirit of error shall be far away from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Indeed, you will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power in the mighty name of Jesus. No longer will you labor in vain. In the name of Jesus, it will prosper the work of your hand. Your heavens shall be opened in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will send a path of destiny to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. His light will shine upon you. So brothers and sisters, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.